Thank you, Chris. And I know Andrea had to leave, so that would leave her out. So I believe we have a report from national committees. Is that correct, Carol?
Yes, and I had a question for Chris.
Okay.
Chris, I wonder, it's my understanding that the PMB meetings are now on Zoom. And I wondered if the PMB coordinating committee might want to consider allowing the public to participate in those PMB meetings with public comments and having the transparency open of the PMB meetings for all the members.
Let's see. The coordinating committee meetings are posted at the KPFTX. Is that what it is? Yeah, KPFTX website. And I believe that people can call into those meetings. Am I mistaken about that?
They can call in, but unlike our meeting that is open with a Zoom, mm-hmm. The PMB does not allow Zoom participation.
I see what you're talking about. You're talking about, let's see, you have to have a coded entry, I guess, to get into those meetings. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, I wondered if the PMB would want to have more transparency, because I know that's something that Sabrina and others have mentioned, to open up their meetings so that there is Zoom access of the PMB meetings and public comments at the PMB meetings as well.
Interesting idea. I actually hadn't really considered it. Then again, coordinating committee didn't even meet for the 3 years prior to my involvement with it. I believe something like that, 2 or 3 years, some long period of time. And so just getting it back to the point where it was an actual functioning committee was one of the primary goals. But yeah, I would entertain it. Certainly the only problem I see is that we do some closed session agendas. And so we'd have to figure out a way to mitigate that. Maybe we could go back to the phone system for the closed session versions. I'll think about that. I will entertain it and bring it up to the committee. And, if the committee feels it's necessary to do so, to the PMB as well. So thank you. I appreciate that input.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other PMB reports?
I had a governance report.
Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
One of the things that has come up at the governance committee, as well as other committees, is issues about defamation and slander and libel of Pacifica employees. So I have a motion that I will be taking to the National Governance Committee, and I would be open to hearing discussion about it at this meeting as well. Whereas there have been numerous occasions when Pacifica staff, board members, candidates, and members have made false and defamatory statements about Pacifica employees. And whereas employees have a right to respectful treatment and work performance confidentiality, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Governance Committee requests that the Pacifica IEG work with NEDA and the National Election Supervisor to develop a plan to caution all board members and staff members about the legal ramifications of defamation, libel, and slander. There was a recent incident in front of the KPFA building where a number of people were falsely blaming KPFA management for not for issues related to the holding of debates on the air. And that is totally the responsibility and under the direction of Pacifica and the National Election Supervisor, and has nothing to do with Pacifica management. And this kind of ongoing defamation, slander, and libel, that it is harmful. And so I wanted to I want to take this motion to the governance committee. And I think Sharon also had something that she wanted to report.
Thank you, Carol. And Sharon? And
Susan would like to do a report from the election committee.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Okay. Did you want to go next, Susan?
I could, because it actually dovetails nicely with what was just said. First of all, I'm really glad to hear that Chris is on committees that work well. The committees that I've been on in the last 3 years, governance and elections, have not worked well. And it's been frustrating, but I'd like to encourage, this is my last year on the LSB, and I'd like to encourage those who are going forward to serve on committees, because it's important to have good people on the committees. But anyway, the election committee, the last couple of years didn't meet, and then all of a sudden this year it's meeting. And apparently it's because there are a number of people who have problems with the NES. And in the past, the election committee back in the day was all about helping the NES and working with the NES. The NES is much more opaque now. It's hard to tell what's going on always. And the committee before recently didn't meet, because even though I kept asking for it to meet, the person who was appointed by the PMB wasn't interested in having it meet. So a lot of the work of the corporation is done in committees, and I'd like to encourage people to serve on them. As far as what's going to happen with the NES, I'm not really sure. But apparently the committee thinks that it's not their job to help the NES. They think that it's their job to micromanage the NES. So I don't really know what's going to happen with that. And that's my report. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'm not sure if Sharon, are you available? I think she might have stepped away. I'm not sure.
Frank here. Am I supposed to talk about committee work I'm doing, or is this just PNB members?
Are you on a PNB committee, Frank?
Is that the programming committee? Is that a PNB
yes.
committee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Should I say something or no?
It's up to you. If you want to, go ahead. It's a time for governance reports, committee reports, rather.
Okay. Well, I think some of you have seen that the programming committee has been meeting and sent something to the Pacifica National Board about getting some guidance and providing some guidance on how programming needs are determined, how programming agreements are made, how programmers are educated and trained in technology and production. And it went on. I think many of you have read it. I don't know if you want me to read the whole thing or anything like that, but we have submitted that to the Pacifica National Board. And what I think was really important about it is that it also provide, I think it's, I have to get some clarification on exactly how it's working, but we should be providing the programmers some guidance on how the programming decisions are made for their shows and how they can be appealed and grieved and stuff like that if they are, if they face themselves being removed. Also how they might be moved or extended or shortened. So you can find that. I think many of you have seen it. We did that. We're also working on a programmer's bill of rights that would provide programmers some of this stuff that I talked about here more thoroughly about what they can do if their show is just removed, but also how we evaluate these shows. And instead of maybe removing it, how could we make it into something better for the benefit of the station? So, unfortunately, I happen to have missed, because of a conflict, a couple of my technology task force, meetings, but I am really excited that Jim, Dingman, I believe is his name, who's been organizing the meetings, has been bringing in, experts to talk about technology and how we could use it. And so, I should be getting back into that one, in the next one. Unfortunately, my schedule has just been like a wedding and some other things that happen right when that is happening. But I am really excited about being on the technology task force, and I will look to, provide a better update on the technology task force and the Programmer's Bill of Rights, in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank. Just to clarify, this is, for board members' comments right now and discussion and not for public. So just to let people know, so Sue has her hand up, but this is not public, comment time. So I'm going to move on to Carol Wolfley.
Yeah, so Frank, one of my concerns about the direction that the programming committee is going in is it seems like it's going in a direction of how can we protect shows that have low listenership. And when we heard that, you know, thousands of dollars are being taken from the affiliates and taken from KPFA to cover other stations that have programming that people are not donating to hear. And then the programming committee is like, well, what can we do to make sure that these programmers get to stay on the air and have a bill of rights and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't sound like it's going in the direction of how can we improve listenership. It seems to me like programming decisions need to be based on what the listeners are interested in and how can we find out what the listeners are interested in and what are our demographics and what are our geographical considerations and how can we move into new areas. And what are the key issues going on right now that we need to be addressing? Particularly, I want to thank Sabrina Jacobs for her, you know, ongoing and intensive, not only local, national, but now international coverage of climate emergency issues. I mean, it seems like we need to be thinking about what the listeners want and always respecting, job performance and confidentiality and the rights of people as staff and employees. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that's, partially why we included in it, how listener feedback is obtained and shared via survey, email, snail mail, I'm trying to read along. And the results of listener input, so we could use that as programmers and the LSB. So yeah, it's not just trying to protect them, but that if something's not going, the way that the stations would hope the show was doing, what can we do to help them make it be what we want? And I think like what you're saying, Sabrina's show is a prime example that it was something that, was helped, guided and, you know, supported. So I think that, I see support is mentioned in our motion that we sent. I guess this is a motion that we sent numerous times throughout the motion. And also, I think a Programmer's Bill of Rights is necessary, though. That so if something is wrong, or maybe like some shows don't always have the most listenership if they're like a neat show, but how can we grow that and make that possible, I think, is what we're trying to get at instead of immediate elimination. This is asking for processes, how things are evaluated, how the process works. It's not really making it happen. It's kind of laying out guidance for how it's done. So when somebody is in the middle of that in their programming, they know what their expectations are or what they can do for help and stuff like that. So that's how I'm seeing it and how we're working on it. And, as we discuss it in the program committee, that's what our discussion is around. It does offer some protection, yes, because people who are working hard on their shows should be afforded some protection, and they should have some guidelines in place so they know what they are trying to meet the demands of, so they could be helped and not just cut or removed. So yeah, that's kind of how we're seeing it, and I agree. Except for yes, they need some protection as well as guidance, support, training, that kind of stuff that will help it make the show be what it already is, but better for the station. So it's not completely eliminating something, but it's actually making it better.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yeah, Phillip's next, but go ahead. Point of information, Sabrina.
Yeah, I just want some clarification as far as this, the programming committee's motion, because it's not very clear. I'm not quite understanding it. Because if there is to be this, helping and assistance, to that show, there has to be checks and balances, you know, on both sides. So, are you presenting this motion to us now, or are you just talking about it in regards to bringing it to the LSB?
I believe this has been submitted to the national board.
Right. He's just giving a committee report at this point.
Oh, okay. Just a committee report. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm just kind of filling you in on what is in
thank
there.
Thank you. So, yeah. Listen, Phillips.
It did go to the PNB.
Thank you.
And we disregarded it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabrina. Phillip?
Yeah, I was elected to this program committee by the KPFA LSB along with Franklin. And I found that the meetings are exclusively scheduled when I'm on the radio on Sunday mornings. And I've made the point that I could not possibly attend a meeting that's simultaneous while I'm on the air. And I gave an alternative time later on Sunday afternoon that I was available. But I got it became rapidly clear that they didn't really want me on this committee. And, and so no accommodation for me has ever been made by this committee to allow me to participate in these meetings. The Programmer Bill of Rights is how you end up with a WBAI. It's how you end up with a station with scores and scores of very devoted programmers who produce programs that they love and cherish and are not listened to and that nobody pays for. The destiny regarding a Bill of Rights for programmers is the antithesis of good radio for listeners. It is, in fact, trying to prop up programs that serve the purposes of those producing the programs and nobody else. So I'm really not disappointed that I'm not included in these meetings because, quite frankly, it's a hotbed of people who are much more concerned about the rights and liberties of a small clique of programmers. And really have no regard for whether, in fact, stations that are powerful stations, we're not talking about people talking in, you know, small community stations where anybody from the local feed store shows up to shoot the breeze. We're talking about powerful stations that go, that potentially have billions of people in the audience. And these stations are being flagrantly misused, and quality programs don't make it to air because the air is monopolized by the folks that believe that their rights are being trampled on.
All right, thank you, Philip. And I'll just disagree, of course, with the sentiment of that. I've been in many of the meetings, and Philip, I believe we did adjust the time, and we've as far as participating in the meetings, There's a lot of conversation about getting you, Philip, into the meeting. So I have to say that we were all working on that. I believe we adjusted the time one time. Let's get you back and try again so you could have your input here, because my understanding was that we adjusted the time and it you didn't show two times. So maybe there was some confusion. I'm not saying you did it on purpose or that you just didn't do it. I'm saying that we should try again. Being part of the committee, the program committee, we have discussed changing the time, and we didn't know where you were at when you weren't there. So,
Madam Chair, I have to interrupt. The chair of the so-called programming committee is biased and does not want.
You know what? Can this person just interrupt me? Why is this person interrupting
the programming committee?
Okay, let's not cross talk. So.
Yeah, why is this person interrupting me? Anyways, I was saying to Philip that, please, Philip, come back and join us. And I feel the sentiment that you are expressing is not completely accurate. I feel like we're doing our best to,
create.
What is this? These are the kind of things that make the LSB.
Okay. Let's not crosstalk, Sabrina.
Can you stop this for me?
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes the LSBs terrible. Is people interrupting like this. I haven't interrupted anybody. Now let me finish telling Philip what I wanted to tell Philip. Please.
I stopped her, okay, Frank?
Well, I mean, but not just ahead. Stopping them. Please stop yourselves next time. Thank you.
I did not interrupt you, Frank.
Not you. I'm talking about the two that keep spouting off in my conversation here. Philip, okay. Please come back. We're open to adjusting the time and we would love your input. We're doing our best here to create these guidelines that I was talking about so people know what their expectations are, how they can get help for their show. That's where my mind and my heart is in the committee meetings. And from the conversation I have, I feel that they're the same way. Yes, I would like to welcome Philip back, and please send an email and let's work on the time again and get you in there.
Okay, so let me make a comment here, because Philip is the third person that the chair of the programming committee has kicked off that we have elected to the programming committee. And I haven't seen any adjustment for time for Philip. I don't know how I missed that. Sabrina was removed, I believe. Shira was removed when she said she couldn't make the Sunday time. And there was an intransigence on the part of the chair to make allowances for the time. So I'm not quite sure what you're referencing. I would like to ask Philip, do you know what he's referencing as far as accommodating time changes? You're muted, Philip. Can't hear you, Philip.
I think that they actually made it worse. They moved the time. They scheduled the time for 11 o'clock Sunday. I get off the air 11 o'clock on Sunday. There's no way I can go straight into a meeting after having been on the air for 2 hours. I said I was willing to do it 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but instead they moved the meeting to 10 o'clock in the morning. Of course, all of these are Eastern times for them, or afternoon for them. But this is a BAI-dominated committee, and quite frankly, the move they made it even worse for me. So, I mean, I'm not real enthusiastic about spending my time with folks that have already made up their mind about what their strategy is. I know I would be totally outnumbered, and I'm not going to convince any of them. But, I'll listen. But, again, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday sounds possible for me. The other times that they've put forward don't work.
So, okay, Frank, if you could take that suggestion back to the programming committee of 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, if it has to be on Sunday.
Definitely.
That would be great. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are there any other committee reports for the PMB committee reports? Sharon, are you there still?
I'm here. Sorry, before I go, I'd just like to mention that, like the Eastern times, yeah, that's 2 o'clock. That would be 5 o'clock Eastern, which is getting around dinner time, but we'll have to find a happy medium for us all.
Well, they have weekday meetings all the time around that. The weekend meetings are around that time. So
Well, I'll bring it up and see what we could do. I'm definitely willing to work with it. I know that
you could also change the day.
Okay. Yeah. We'll try that.
To a different
I don't
day.
Like it on Sundays either, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. It's kind of an odd day to have it for a lot of people. Some people actually have, they go to worship on Sunday. Some people. So that's a difficult day for certain other people as well.
All right. Yeah. We'll work on finding a happy time for all.
Okay. We all need happy time.
Happy time for all. Yeah. And I've just, just to the point of someone mentioned about committee meetings. I feel like this has been, a fairly friendly committee meeting. I'm just in there trying to put my input with everybody else and I haven't felt dominated or pushed down or suppressed. It's just people having conversations and, offering their input.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. I think that's it for our committee reports. We have a time certain at 2:40 for the starting the unfinished business about fund drives. So until 2:40, why don't we start with the tabled motions, which one of them would be the Zoom chat not be used for side conversations and be limited for the text of agenda motions and reports. And I believe that was a motion by Don Clay. Is that right, Carol?
Yes.
So
I still think that'd be a better idea.
I do.
And the way I look at it is, you know, I used to be a teacher and I've held a lot of meetings, been an activist for many years. And if we were actually sitting in a room together, that kind of side chat noise, whatever, would be considered disruptive. And I feel that the chat is distracting and disruptive. And I just feel like we should be paying attention to the actual agenda and the person that's actually speaking. And, the chat function should be used for things like voting and placing, motions on the table and stuff like that. And, I think all those side comments, I feel like you're talking over top of other people. I think you should talk when it's your turn to talk and listen when it's your turn to listen. It's a real simple concept I'm suggesting here.
Okay. Carol, I'm not sure at the, had his motion been seconded when it was under old business? I don't recall.
No.
I'll second it.
Thank you. So we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Do we want to have more discussion on his motion or do we want to vote on it?
Point of information. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the motion is.
The motion is that the chat not be used for side conversations and be limited to text of agenda, motions, and reports.
And Don, would you please write that into the chat?
Although it is on our, it's in the minutes, Carol.
I know, but it has to be in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a second here, but yeah.
Okay, I think that we have some people wanting to speak on this, and I see, you correct me if I'm wrong, Jose, I think Susan DeSilva is the next up to talk.
You're right.
Thank you. Go ahead, Susan.
A friendly amendment, I would like the motion to say that people who are not on the LSB will be removed, and, you know, the chair can say that up front, and then they're removed from the meeting because it's a real pain in the ass.
Let me ask Don, do you accept that as a friendly amendment, Don?
Well, just technically speaking, access to the chat can be turned off by the moderators.
That's what she's saying, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think technically, yes, it should just be for LSB business, not for side comments from anybody, not LSB members and not, it's a public meeting. So definitely members of the public should not be throwing anything in there.
Yeah. I think if that were the case that people for the public could not speak that really could not, then we would keep it to business. The way we go down these rabbit holes is because of comments from the public. And I'm all for the motion.
Okay, let me see. I'm drafting this is, I'll draft it and I'll put it out for people, but I'm going to move that the Zoom chat function not be used for side conversation or public comments, right? The chat should be used only to.
I would just as an editorial, comments by the public, not public comments, comments by the public.
Right. Got to say that because we have public comment period. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So what you have here is be limited to text of agenda, motions, and reports. That was the original language, Don.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
Wait, how did I put it the first time?
You said, that the Zoom chat not be used for side conversations and be limited to text of agenda, motions, and reports.
Okay. With text of agenda, motions, and reports. How about voting?
Voting, yeah.
A lot of people use the chat to vote that way because your vote, everybody, it's a roll call vote, right?
Yes. Well, it says motions, but go ahead and add voting in. It kind of implies
motions, comma, votes,
yeah.
And reports, period, enter. So see if that looks right.
And Franklin, Jose, you want to call on the people who have their hands raised? So
sure. Franklin is up next.
Okay. Go ahead, Franklin. Franklin?
I just agree with the motion here because I feel like it's important that as I'm trying to like make my points, I do see a lot of side conversations go on that have nothing to do with what I'm trying to talk about, which tells me that a lot of people right at this moment aren't paying attention to what I'm trying to say. And I think it's important that we listen to each other and what we have to say. Some of the stuff that gets in there, it's like people interrupting when people are speaking. It's just on the side, comments that are not helpful, positive, affirming, any other fluffy, floaty thing you want to add. They're just kind of a waste of space and time, when we should be focusing. And, when I see comments in there, that are like disparaging or just terrible that have nothing to do with really the subject, it's not a comforting feeling. And I would like to know that people are actually trying to pay attention to what I'm saying. I do my best to pay attention. I have family like most of you do right now behind you occasionally asking questions, or tamale lady at the door and you're trying to get tamale, whatever. But other than that, I think we should be paying attention to each other. I think it's important. That's why we're here, is to hear each other's ideas. And I think that's part of the beauty of the board. When we get to those, great points, is that, we all have something important to contribute to KPFA.
I'm not understanding, Frank. Can I ask you, are you for or against the motion? You've been all over the map on this. I don't get it.
Yeah. I think
are we timing people?
I'm about to wrap up. If you want to start the timer after I'm done, yes, I'm for the motion. I think this is very important.
Thank you. Okay. No, we're coming up on time certain. So, I'll take Chris and Carol, and then we're going to have to move on to we'll vote and then go on to the, where we were supposed to be before with the, fundraising committee. So Chris, do you want to say something?
Yeah. I appreciate the concern, and I don't really particularly care for the comments that come from outside the LSB. And I do think that part of it is a distraction, one that I willingly contribute to, unfortunately. But I also think it's an opportunity to add certain rhetorical points, constructive rhetorical points in a non-disruptive way. You know, if somebody's asking, what was the loss at KPFT, I don't have to get on the stack or ask the chair for permission to say that. I can type in the chat. Someone can read it into the record and it can allow the minute or the meeting to continue fluently. So I don't consider the chat necessarily disruptive. I think limiting it in the way that it's been proposed here, would, you know, eliminate that. And I guess if you guys are happy with that, that's fine, but it makes the meetings more cumbersome. It's why meetings end up taking 3.5 hours at the PNB, is because we don't have a function like that where people can make constructive comments in a non-disruptive way. And unfortunately, you know what that means. People will be disruptive. So I think that's what you're inviting. That's my two cents. Thanks.
Okay. Carol?
I appreciate that we have been able to clarify, you know, and give people warnings during the meeting and let them know, Sharon and I often will say, you know, this is for board members only. And so, I'm okay with this. We do need to go on to the other motion because it's time certain. So I think we should table this for now and, continue, take it up at a later meeting. Cause I think we have to go with, the other motion on fundraising.
Sharon did want to say something. She couldn't raise her hand.
Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I want to speak in favor of the chat, but I'm actually going to say right now, I like the chat, obviously, I use it. So I'll just say I would be voting against this motion, but, I want to say also, I agree with what Carol said. So I think we should table this and just move it to the next meeting.
Okay. It is now 2:42. We have the time certain.
Can't we take a quick vote and be done with it? We got three more minutes, so.
No, we don't have, it's time certain, 2:40.
Right, and plus then I would talk and then you'd be over the time, so.
Okay. If people want more discussion on it, Susan, and that's why it will take longer, I guess. So I don't think we're ready to vote yet. So we're gonna go to the, tabled motion to create a fundraising committee on the KPFA LSB. And Carol, did you want to, everybody's had an opportunity to read this, I would assume, since it's been unfinished business for several meetings. So it was moved and seconded prior, correct, Carol?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm opening it up for discussion before we vote on the motion itself.
Oh, Franklin, just for the point of information, it's been a while. Could we just read it into the record for maybe people that are listening? Or
I'll read it if you want.
Or Janine can read it.
Janine, do you want to read it?
Sure, I can read it.
Go ahead.
Whereas it is stated in the current bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Bullet Point 1, to assist the station fundraising activities, whereas members of the LSB and PNB have a duty to help in any and all ways possible to support KPFA and all stations within the vast Pacifica network in ongoing efforts to remain free and independent of corporate underwriting donations, whereas KPFA is actively seeking ways to expand off-air fundraising ideas, therefore be it resolved that the KPFA local station board create a fundraising committee, I think as to be led by motion's author, Janine Etter, that meets on off months of the KPFA LSB meetings to discuss ways to bring in donations above and beyond the on-air fund drives. The fundraising committee will also come up with ideas about how to increase listenership as well. The fundraising committee will bring the ideas back to the regular LSB meetings and delegate tasks to LSB, KPFA staff, and listeners present.
Okay. Do I have hands up for discussion? Carol?
I just wanted to report that, some people may not have been at the local station board meeting when Kevin H., the development director, came and presented for us a proposal, and that it is our responsibility to assist the station with fundraising, and that at that meeting what he asked for us to do was to for each of the local station board members to fill out a form, and that would cover areas of interest that each board member has in helping. And I know that there was a response related to grant writing for KPFA, and bringing in money in that way. And I don't know if other members are wanting to go ahead, and that I sent that notice out twice. So, and the report out twice. So, that's where that is in terms of what so far the local station board has done in relation to fundraising.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Sabrina.
I'd like to be on the stack. What do the bylaws say about all of this? I mean, we're about to go into fund drive and I already raised money. I'm already trying to raise money, doing the best that I can, during the regular fund drives, and all of us staff people are already trying to raise money. So I'm not understanding. And then what do the bylaws say about the fundraising committee and the obligation and being a board member and all of that? Cause I'm not quite understanding. This is the first I've ever heard of this
situation. Okay. Well, first I would say that I really appreciate that Janine is motivated to try to help in fundraising, because that's something that hasn't been happening enough with our board members all along. So I think that it's laudable that she wants to take a step towards doing something positive. There is a problem with some of the verbiage in it. And part of that would be that the fact that a committee is created, you have to elect the chair of the committee. You cannot have in the motion itself, in the body of the motion, who's going to be the chair of the committee. That would come after the committee was created, and then the committee would elect the chair. The other issue that I saw was that the fundraising will bring the ideas back to the LSB meetings and delegate tasks to the LSB, KPFA staff and listeners present. There is no authority that we have as an LSB, even as the chair or me. I don't get to just delegate tasks as the chair, nor does Carol or Sharon or Darlene Marilyn or anybody. It's Darlene now, she's the vice chair. We don't have the ability legally to delegate tasks to anyone. So that part of the verbiage doesn't comport with our job responsibilities under the bylaws. And I like the new ideas thing. I think that it should be looked at again, and probably they would have to work with Kevin, because as Carol pointed out, the verbiage in the bylaw says to assist in fundraising. Okay. So we wouldn't want people going in different directions, which could possibly be not comporting with one another.
Can I add that? Then I can change it to take out the last sentence, based on what you said. Take out my name based on what you said. I think that I did speak with someone about what the language would be. I think it would be that I would be the steward until someone was voted on. So I understand that until someone would be voted on, I understand that that would be the process, that once it's formed, it would have to be voted on. Yes.
I think we usually call it the convener. So
the convener, I'm sorry. That's the other one. Yeah. So I would be the convener until voted on. Yes.
Philip?
Actually, Sharon was next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I should let you do this, Jose. Go ahead. Sharon.
Okay. Well, I know I was just going to say what you kind of said, Christina. So, about role of the LSB in terms of the fundraising is to assist. That's specifically what it says in the bylaws.
Thank you.
And I would like to also mention that I would, I can put this in the motion, that I believe that Maria and Kevin should be consulted with. Yes. I mean, I don't know I don't know if it has to be specific, but I can write it in there if it needs to be. But I've just adjusted it.
Philip?
Yeah, I think that Kevin is the point person on all of this. And years ago, 20 years ago, when we had a strong, fundraising arm at the station, I was recruited to go to lunch with rich people and shake them down. And This is what typically boards do. I mean, that's we're supposed to be not the people that that create the agenda. We're the people that are called up and said, Philip, I've signed you up to meet with Fred Smith. He's really interested in your show. I'm sure you can get a 10 or 20,000 out of him. So you're scheduled to have lunch with him on Tuesday. I mean, this is what you do on a board. And so again, I don't want the board to be out in front. I think it's Kevin that should be out in front, and we should be there to assist in every possible way. And again, boards in a lot of institutions actually are rich people that come up with the money themselves. And that's not what we've done on this board or in Pacifica, and I'm not advocating that. But we certainly are the people that can schmooze and shake down rich people who have a political conscience and who are committed to the same things we're committed to. And that's what we should tell Kevin that we're ready and able to do, and follow his lead.
Thank you. Carol?
I have a couple of concerns. One thing is, it wasn't clear to me if the intent of this was to raise money for Pacifica or raise money for KPFA, because Pacifica is mentioned in the motion, and our responsibility, I think we could see today in the finance reports, how actually one of the problems that KPFA is facing is Pacifica takings of KPFA assets and resources. And part of what I think we need to do is to be able to assure that KPFA has the resources it needs to stay on the air, keep our building, keep our staff, and have our staff have the equipment and pensions and union that they need. So to me, part of the, I think again, we need to follow through on what Kevin has initiated, which was the request for every board member to fill out the form. In case you haven't done it, fill out the fundraising form, and then invite Kevin to come back to the meeting and talk about, you know, what he has received, and to give us a plan based on what board members are willing and able to do. So based on that, we could table the motion and ask Philip to come, Kevin to come and review the forms, and you can find them in the meeting notes that we sent out in the past. So thank you.
Thank you. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jose. Susan is next.
Susan is next. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, Carol, I'd like you to resend that. I don't think I filled out a form, and I will do so. And I'd like to thank Janine for this motion. I am not for tabling it. I think we should jump on this. We have a person on the board who's willing to be the convener. And I think, yes, we should all, whether we're on the committee or not, be willing to do things that Kevin might ask us to do, and we should support him. But I think having a committee that brainstorms ideas and goes beyond just being ready to help, but actually trying to find things to do that then they could suggest to Kevin or suggest to Quincy, and actually, you know, do things. We do not want to stop people who are willing to do things. I'm all for this committee being formed and convened.
So I had put myself on this deck. I'll just say that I would not be able to vote for this the way that it's phrased right now, because there it would have to be rewritten.
It's rewritten. I did rewrite it based on what you said.
And the fundraising committee will also come up with ideas about how to increase listenership as well. I mean, it's broader than just fundraising. So it's a little bit too diffuse for me. That's my point. It needs to be rewritten, but go ahead, Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me turn off my speakers. Sorry. It's starting to get loud over here. Let me put my headphones back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally for this. And I feel like it's a committee. If you don't want to be on it, you don't have to join it. And if you don't want a task delegated to you, you don't have to accept it. I think, just as, Susan just said, we should be praising this and just trying to do what we can, because, was the guy's name Kevin? I'm mistaken. The fund guy.
Kevin. Yes.
Kevin. Yeah. I sent him a couple emails with like all my ideas. Someone's got to mute. Hello. Hey.
Go ahead.
Feel like Jimi Hendrix here. All right. So yeah, I have reached out to Kevin with all kinds of my ideas. He never sent an email or reply back to me.
Did you fill out the form?
I will be glad to fill out the form. I may have, but I'd like to do it again if I haven't.
Starting point, Frank, is the form.
Okay. Well, I'm saying I sent him an email, to his email, and he never responded. And, it was after, I don't know if he was at the LSB or something Quincy said. Anyways, I sent the guy an email. He never got back to me. And, just like Susan said, this is something that we should just embrace. If you're not totally satisfied with it, Janine's already has been working on it. We can do more. I'd be excited to be part of a fundraising committee. I got all kinds of ideas I'd like to, contribute. Then I feel like, personally, we talked about moving these meetings to bi-monthly, which I don't agree with, and to get more committee work done. And, here's a committee that's working to, raise funds and generate ideas for fundraising. And of course, if you know Janine, you know, she's already created some great ideas and already had, some success. So I feel like this is a point where I don't even see, okay, maybe some wording or disagreements or something, but I don't see how people could disagree with us trying to raise funds on our own.
It's not a disagreement. It's a violation of the bylaws. And so, but Janine already told us that she's corrected that, Frank.
It's in the chat.
So you don't need to argue the points that she's already corrected.
Okay. Well, she's already corrected them. Well, anyways, then, this is something that I'd be excited to, contribute to. I hope people are willing to vote for it. It's just something that I feel like the committee work is where my voice, I feel like, gets heard more, than the local station board level. And, the committee work that I've got to do, I've been excited about it. It's been, warm and welcoming.
Frank, I'm going to interrupt, but we have to vote. We have a time issue, but thank you so much. Thank you. Very sweet.
Sabrina had a question as well. Did you want to ask Janine a question, or Sabrina, did you want to make a statement? Sabrina?
No, that's fine. We can just go to the vote. Thanks.
Okay. So let's look at it as she rewrote it. Okay. Could you read it as you rewrote it? Please. Okay.
Whereas it is stated in the current bylaws, section 7, article 3, bullet point 1, to assist the station fundraising activities, whereas the members of the LSB and the PMB have a duty to help any and all ways possible to support KPFA. And I can change this too, but in all stations in the vast network, in the ongoing efforts to remain free and independent of corporate underwriting donations, whereas KPFA is actively seeking ways to expand off-air fundraising ideas, therefore be it resolved that the KPFA local station board create a fundraising committee and Janine Etter be convener until a chair is voted on of the LSB meeting off months that meets on the off months of the KPFA LSB meetings to discuss ways to bring donations above and beyond the on-air fund drives. We would be assisting the development director and business manager.
Okay. So do I have a second?
Second.
Second, third.
I think we already seconded before.
She amended it. We had to have a second on the amended.
Okay.
Thank you. Carol, do you want to do a roll, or do you have something to say, Carol? or Carol? Carol disappeared.
I do, because I am concerned that we need to go through and be respectful of the process that Kevin set up with us. He asked us to submit our proposals to him. I would again urge us to wait and not pass this until we meet with him. A lot of people have come to me with a lot of ideas about fundraising, and many of them are not appropriate and not helpful.
Okay, so let's vote. You can vote against it.
So that is what I'm urging at this time.
Thank you.
Please interrupt.
People are talking. Okay, so we want to go ahead and is there anybody who wants to speak before we hold the vote? Because, I mean, my understanding is the way that Janine, her verbiage in this is she did put at the end, we would be assisting the development director and business manager. So I have a quick question for Janine.
Yes.
You missed the training session. Janine, would you be willing to make up the time for the training session that Kevin gave all of us on the overview or work with him?
Yes.
To get on that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead with the vote on this. Carol, do you want to do a vote?
Okay. Sharon Adams?
Abstain.
Sorry, my pencil broke. Okay. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes, I'm all for it.
Daniel, yes. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Sorry. Let's see. Susan De Silva.
Yes.
Susan, yes. Christina Huggins.
Abstain.
Christina. James McFadden.
Yes.
James McFadden, yes. Aki Tanaka. Aki's not here. Andrea Turner, I don't know if she's still here. Tom Voorhees.
He's a yes.
Okay, Tom, yes. Carol Wolfley, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina, no. Darlene Pagano? Darlene is not answering. Tim Lynch?
Tim left.
Frank Sterling?
A big yes. Everybody, yes.
Janine Etter, Frank, yes. Janine Etter?
Yes.
Janine, yes. Philip Maldari?
Abstain.
Philip abstain. Donald McClay?
Yes.
Okay. Jose?
Yeah, I have it as 7 yeses, 2 noes, and 4 abstentions.
So the motion passes. Okay. Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
And it is 3:05 when we're supposed to be off at 3. So do I have a second on a move to adjourn?
Second, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. And any objections? Raise your hand for adjourning.
I'd just like to say I want to be part of it. So email me too.
Yes.
I don't see any hands up. Do you see any hands, Jose?
No.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for your participation. It's a very important Saturday that you guys give up. So you have a good rest of your day and stay safe out there.